everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and playdates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in six.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Concerns in the Middle East of a widening conflict following the killing of a Hamas top political leader during a visit to Iran. Israel has not taken responsibility, but Iran is vowing to respond. It comes amid escalations between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the U.S. is also working to tamp down tensions.
We don't believe that an escalation is inevitable, and there's no signs that an escalation is imminent. But I also said that we watch it very, very closely.
GOP nominee Donald Trump in Chicago today, sitting down with a panel of black reporters at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention. Trump says he differs from running mate J.D. Vance's comments recently that childless adults should pay a higher tax rate. Interest rates remain unchanged. The Federal Reserve Board says it's waiting to see more economic progress before it cuts rates, possibly between now and the end of the year. This is ABC News. A murder conviction is overturned now after more than three decades behind bars. A Missouri man is free.
Last week, Christopher Dunn was minutes away from walking out of the Missouri prison where he'd been for the past 34 years for a murder for which he's now been exonerated. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, however, stopped the release at the last minute and appealed to keep Dunn locked up. The Missouri Supreme Court stepped in, ordering his immediate release, and now, this week, he is out, reunited with his family. Some say the attorney general is trying to claim a tough stance on cases like Dunn's because he's running in a deeply contested Republican primary. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Extreme temperatures taking a deadly toll on people in Clark County, Nevada. At least 63 people have died in that county, which includes Las Vegas, due to high heat. Most of the victims are over 50 years old. Earlier this month, Las Vegas reached a record 129 degrees. Forecasters say the city could break the record for the hottest July ever. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms. Some could be strong. Warm and muggy with a low in the upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow. More storms possible. Not as hot, but still humid. Highs in the low 80s. Heating back up Friday and plenty of humidity. High in the mid 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A Minnesota man convicted in the fatal 2022 stabbing of a teen on the Apple River in western Wisconsin will spend 20 years in prison. 54-year-old Nikolai Mew apologized in court on Wednesday.
And that I was directly involved in his very tragic and unimaginable death at such an early age. I never meant for this tragedy to occur.
The St. Croix County judge sentenced Mew to 41 years for the teen's death and related convictions, but set those prison terms to run concurrently. 3 months in jail. That's the sentence for a 19-year-old man for a crash that killed a 13-year-old Reedsburg girl as she was about to board a school bus last year. Kevin Green of Platteville tearfully apologized to the family of Evelyn Gurney in Sauk County Court Wednesday morning. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th Anniversary Celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport, and Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand. Dunn Energy Cooperative has been approved for an $18 million rural development electric infrastructure loan. Jesse Singerhouse, CEO of Dunn Energy, says the loan will be used to upgrade services to over 800 members in its service area.
So that $18 million plus some of our own capital will go into upgrading about 107 miles of power lines in our rural territory and bringing new services or upgraded services to over 800 members in our rural area. So it's a great investment. It's a great program that rural development has for us to increase the reliability in our rural area for our rural members.
The co-op plans to use the money over the next 4 years for the upgrade projects. USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development Dr. Basil Gooden was at the co-op yesterday to announce approval of that loan. The man convicted of killing a young man in the Apple River in northwest Wisconsin 2 years ago is learning his fate today. A judge will sentence Nikolai Mew for first-degree reckless homicide. A jury convicted Mew back in April of killing one person and slashing four others. Mew claimed self-defense at the time. The reckless homicide charge carries a 60-year sentence. Drive-through polling stations are back in the city of Eau Claire. The city opened in-person voting for the August primary yesterday. That means people can begin voting in the Democratic race for Congress in western Wisconsin, as well as the two constitutional amendments that are on the ballot. Eau Claire's drive-through polls, which you can find at the City Hall parking lot, will be open to Eau Claire residents from 9 to 4 p.m. until August 9th. The U.S. Senate has passed landmark legislation to protect kids online. Support for the pair of bills was bipartisan and overwhelming, with Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson joining 89 other senators in sending the measure to the House. The legislation would force online platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent harm to children, such as bullying, drug addiction, and sexual exploitation, and would expand existing federal privacy protections to include those 16 years old and younger. Both bills have bipartisan support in the House. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adam Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adam Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adam Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Two people were seriously injured in a motorcycle accident in Pepin County Monday. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, 29-year-old Alexander Page of Rural Mondovi was traveling east on Highway R when he lost control on a curve at the intersection of Highway Double B and left the roadway. Page, along with the 28-year-old Megan Page of Rural Mondovi, were both ejected from the motorcycle and struck a utility pole and guy wire. Both suffered serious injuries as Megan was taken to an Eau Claire hospital. Alexander was med-flighted to Mayo Clinic. Alcohol and speed are believed to have played a factor in that accident. Residents along North Eau Claire Street in Mondovi are still waiting for the snow fence to be replaced on the top of the new retaining wall. While the Mondovi City Council approved a replacement fence, it still hasn't been installed due to a dispute between the city and contractor. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss.
Don't want to build the fence and then obviously have to go back and, you know, disturb that as well. So as much as I want that to be complete and the council has approved the completion of that, it hasn't taken place yet. So it's ongoing, but I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
It was hoped that the new fence would have been installed by the end of July. Kamala Harris is coming to Western Wisconsin with her running mate next week. But we don't know where, and we don't know when, and we still do not know who she'll be bringing. Harris's campaign yesterday said Wisconsin would be part of her swing state swing next week. There's speculation that Minnesota's governor could be her vice president pick, but insiders continue to say it could also be Arizona Senator Mark Kelly or Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Police departments across Wisconsin, including the Wisconsin State Patrol, are planning to be out in force today for what they are calling a speed enforcement day. That means a 24-hour high visibility enforcement effort that includes state, county, and local law enforcement agencies. The State Patrol says the idea is to remind drivers of the need to be safe on the road. Troopers and officers will be out in force today looking for speeders and writing tickets. The Packers say the space for Green Bay's NFL draft will be twice the size of Detroit's. Team officials met with locals in Green Bay last night to talk about the plans for next year's draft. The Packers say the footprint for the draft will center on Lambeau and will be larger than the footprint for Detroit's draft earlier this year in downtown Detroit. The Packers say they've set aside $8 million for draft preparations and say they don't expect to make much money off of the draft. The city of Green Bay, on the other hand, is expecting a $20 million economic boost and a statewide impact of up to $94 million. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be. Simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly...
You've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
The largest pickleball court in Wisconsin is now open. Leaders in Lake Halley cut the ribbon on the new 12-court pickleball complex at Gower Park earlier this week. The new court is also the second largest in the Midwest, coming in behind a complex in the Minneapolis suburbs. The courts cost about $300,000, and the Chippewa Valley Pickleball Club will now maintain them. There are plans to add bleachers and restrooms, but that likely won't come until after this year's pickleball season. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to.
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Buscher says, bring 'em on. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From the community in the campgrounds to the action on the track, there's something for everyone at Michigan International Speedway.
Here we go.
The green flag will be flying all weekend long with three races and endless opportunities for a good time. End summer with a bang and discover why a NASCAR race in Michigan is anything but slow. NASCAR Weekend at Michigan International Speedway, August 16th through the 18th. Get your tickets now at mispeedway.com.
Chris Buescher hasn't been to Victory Lane in 2024. With the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs beginning in just four races, the pressure is on to maintain his tenuous 14th place position in those standings. However, the RFK Racing driver has nothing but confidence when it comes to the venues that lie ahead.
The season we're having with how competitive we've been at RFK, love the fact that I don't have to try and act optimistic about it. I can truthfully say that any of those racetracks presents a fantastic opportunity for us to win a race. That's three of our wins last year. All three of them came at these next tracks coming up, right? So that's good. Darlington, we were obviously in contention to win there. I don't see any reason why we can't treat any one of them like that's our best opportunity to win a race.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The Atlanta Braves are closing in on a series win over the Brewers, leading 6-2 in the ninth inning. In the finale this afternoon, I'm Bill Scott with sports. Braves club four home runs today, two each from Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud. The Cardinals are up 10-1 on the Rangers in the late innings this afternoon. They could climb to within five games of the Brewers in the National League Central. Big Ten Conference announcing the sites for the Big Ten men's basketball tournaments for the next 4 years. The coming season will be held in Indianapolis, followed by Chicago in 2026, back to Indy in 27, and then off to T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas in 2028. Another good day for Packers quarterback Jordan Love as training camp continues in its second week. Four practices in for Love. He said he is caught up offensively. Football Badgers wrapped up day two of fall camp in Platteville today. We'll get after it again tomorrow. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I have a friend who fishes crappies pretty much all summer long. He says nobody likes targeting suspended crappies, but he does. He says that's why he has them all to himself. I'll tell you what he does to catch them, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
I got a buddy that loves to fish crappies, and that's all he fishes all summer long. I said, well, come on. These fish are almost impossible to catch once they move out into the deep water. And he said, oh, no. This is when they are easy to catch. You just have to know what to do to find and catch them. He says his focus is on very clear, deep lakes. He said the deeper the weed line, the better. He said if a weed line extends out into 16, 17, 18, even 20 feet of water, this is the lake that he wants to be on. And what he does is he drifts about 10 to 20 feet off the edge of that weed line with a slip bobber, a large slip bobber, because he's using a lot of weight and just a very short leader, about 12 inches of fluorocarbon, and on the end of it, just a crappie minnow or a hair jig with a maggot or a wax worm. And he just drifts out there in that open water, 10 to 20 feet off that vegetation, and there are schools of crappies out there, and they're feeding. So he's catching crappies all summer long using that bobber off the weed line technique. It works. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to three streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Here, Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, some could be strong. Warm and muggy with a low in the upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, more storms possible. Not as hot, but still humid, highs in the low 80s. Heating back up Friday and plenty of humidity, high in the mid 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. It's Fed Talk Wednesday, not TED Talk, but it might turn into a TED Talk as we find out what the feds are doing and how it's really going to affect this marketplace. We'll also take a look at, if you remember, right at 11 o'clock, the USDA and NASA putting out a news release that said, hey, we're going to relook at a bunch of crops, and we may, if we see it, the proximity need to be changed, we'll change it in that August 12th report. We'll also talk weather-wise, not only in South America with La Nina, but we'll also look at the weather forecast here in the States, what that means both from a grain and a livestock perspective. There's a lot to unpack today with Arlen Sudeman with StoneX. And Arlen, I said it might turn into a TED Talk. These Fed Talks that happen on these Wednesdays are closely followed by all aspects of the market.
Yeah, absolutely. The Fed monetary policy has far too much impact on the markets. I remember the day when... I sound like an old timer now, which I guess I am. But the day when the Fed made policy changes and we didn't know about it till we started seeing changes in the supply of credit available in the markets and stuff. And Ben Bernanke changed his stance when he was that 15 years ago or so, when he was Fed chair, to bring more transparency to the Fed. And that transparency isn't always good. It would seem like a good thing, but in essence, it's made the market essentially dependent on every word that comes out of the Fed and spends every day guessing what the next thing the Fed is going to do. And that's not always good because they just ignore some of the other fundamental factors that they ought to be trading. And good news becomes bad news because it means that the Fed's not going to change policy the way they want. Bad news becomes good news because they think it will. And so you can have bad economic news and the market rallies on that and vice versa. But anyway, what the Fed said today is no change in policy. That was as expected, to continue to tighten their balance sheet, same pace as what the last meeting. And they'll keep interest rates basically unchanged at basically that 5.25% level. But Wall Street's interpreting the language of the statement they released as opening the door for a September cut. I've read the statement. I don't see anything in there that does it. Doesn't go contrary. But in the early minutes of the press conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell has made statements that could be interpreted to leaving the door open for a September rate cut. And I do think that they will probably go ahead and cut the rate in September. Will they cut beyond that? Right now, the market is pricing in cuts in September, November, December. In fact, they've got priced in 150 basis points of cuts, which essentially be equal to 6 rate cuts over the next year. I think that's way too enthusiastic. I don't think that'll happen unless the economy really takes a sharp turn south, and I'm not expecting that. I don't think the data supports that, but that's what Wall Street is pricing in. And so that's the way they're going. Now, this rate cut, if it comes in September, does have some implications for commodities because the biggest importer of commodities in the world is China. And China's economy has really been struggling. And the people in China have been begging for the Chinese government, because the government does control the economy, to stimulate the economy, to do something to restore confidence in the economy. And they have been reluctant to do that until the Fed would start cutting, because that would dramatically risk weakening their currency relative to the dollar, and they want their currency to be seen as a strong alternative to the dollar in world trade. And the yuan has lost market share in world trade now 3 months in a row, and they don't want that. They want that streak broken. And so if, in fact, we do start seeing rate cuts, that may start to see China step up stimulus in resulting in a stronger economy in China and maybe strengthen demand for commodities. Now, we still have to beat Brazil out for that demand, but maybe it gets the funds to start trading our commodities a little bit differently. So it has far-reaching implications, but that's where we sit for today, is the market continuing to expect multiple rate cuts in the months ahead.
You know, a lot of things have been factored in, obviously, when you wait for the feds. And then let's just add another layer. When NASA puts out in USDA a news release at 11 o'clock that says, hey, we think there might be some issues with these numbers, and so we're going to reevaluate and let you know August 12th.
Yeah, the wording of that was rather interesting, and we knew ahead of time. I'd been told, I think, by one of the people in USDA that they were going to be adjusting acreage in August. But this is a matter of policy change, not anything reflecting what's happening this year. We know that they always look at the Farm Service Agency data to make adjustments in acreage in the fall of the year. As farmers certify their acres, FSA office gets that all calculated and adjusted, and then NAST takes that into consideration when they develop their production estimates. It used to be they made the changes in October. Last year, they started making their changes in September, but they now believe that FSA is getting that farmer certification data completely analyzed and everything in time for them to do so for the August report. Now, I personally expect it to reflect smaller corn and even soybean harvested acreage. There could be changes in planted acreage and harvested acreage, but I think the only thing that really matters now is harvested acreage, so that's what I'm focused on. That'll take into account, hopefully, some of the early lost fields due to hailstorms in Nebraska, some of the flood damage due to the record rains in June, in portions of northwestern Iowa, southeast South Dakota, southern Minnesota, and a little bit of Nebraska, northeast Nebraska, hopefully taking that into consideration.
All right. When we come back, we're going to continue to take a look at what some driving factors within this market trade, including we'll look at some South American production, what's going on with China, back buying more beans from Brazil that were on the cheaper side compared to here at the States. A lot more around the corner. It's the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show, coming to Boone, Iowa, August 27th, 28th, and 29th. If the recent global technology meltdowns have you thinking harder about your farm's security on the internet, you're not alone. A recent Farm Futures magazine story detailed some of the best practices for online security, and I'll have more when we return. Farmers, it's time to plan your trip to Boone, Iowa for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. For over 70 years, we've been the gathering place for the agriculture community. And this year, we invite you to be part of the progress. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art technology, engaging demonstrations, and educational offerings from industry experts. But the progress doesn't stop there. You'll also connect with the brightest minds in the field, sharing insights and gaining insider knowledge to grow your operation. Be part of the collaboration. Be part of the inspiration. Be part of the progress. Join us August 27th through the 29th for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. You can learn more at farmprogressshow.com. Modern farms are more connected than ever, using software to streamline management and data-driven machinery to boost yields and profitability. However, this digitization also introduces risks. As farms integrate more technology and data-capturing services into their operations, they become an attractive target for computer hackers. Farm Progress Technology Editor Andy Castillo recently reviewed some of the best ways to keep that data safe on the farm. He found that cyber attacks are a growing concern in the ag industry. Sean Riley, co-founder of BizBlocks, a business consulting firm, notes that while the vast majority of cyber attacks are automatically rejected, around 52,000 attacks are successful each year. Justin Lauchheim from the Federal Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency emphasizes that every farm, regardless of size, is a potential target. He says, "You are a target. I don't care how small your community is. I don't care how niche your company is. Hackers could be interested in it." Andrew Guile at Compeer Financial advises farmers to implement multiple layers of security, comparing it to an onion. He says it's essential to include multi-factor authentication and keep your software up to date. Be sure to use strong passwords and change them routinely, and verify all of your online transactions and emails. In addition, farmers should write a cyber response plan. To further protect your farm, make sure that your antivirus and anti-malware software is used on all devices and that it's up to date, and be sure to secure your Wi-Fi networks with strong, unique passwords. Keep an eye on those systems that your farm relies on for any unusual activity. The agriculture sector's interdependence with industries like energy and transportation make us even more vulnerable. Keeping records backed up on a hard drive, perhaps in the farm office, is one good way to make sure that your data is there, even if a business partner suffers a cyber attack. I'll be back with more after this.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
If you've been thinking about your farm's cybersecurity plan, you should check out the most recent edition of Farm Futures magazine. Technology editor Andy Castillo talked with Farm Futures editor Pam Caraway about the best practices on this important topic. With so much of our lives now online, it's vital to keep up habits that will help keep us all secure. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Show. Get tickets now at farmprogressshow.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, some could be strong. Warm and muggy with a low in the upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, more storms possible. Not as hot, but still humid, highs in the low 80s. Heating back up Friday and plenty of humidity, high in the mid 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. Because there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out. Honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back down.
me for a ride, and I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. You stole my happy, you made me cry. So lonely and took me for a ride. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it.
The home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Nobody in his right mind would have left her. That was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on. First time we danced was to Marina Del Rey, and I fell right there and then. I didn't want that song to end. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. I can still see them in my mind. Probably will for the rest of my life. Damn straight, you're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. Now I can't even listen, 'cause I'll get to missing her. Then the hurt gets worse. Damn straight, I used to love your songs, but now every time that one comes on, truck. I couldn't turn it off fast enough. I tried to get back in the game, but this old heart just ain't the same. Hell, I can't even give it away. Damn straight, you're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. Now I can't even listen, 'cause I'll get to missing her. Killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. And now I can't even listen, 'cause I'll get to missing her. Then the hurt gets worse. Damn straight, I used to love your songs, but now every time that one comes on, my heart gets broken in half. But do I wish I could get her back? Her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on.
The curtain.
like it. Cry when I feel like it. That's just how my life is. That's how it goes.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
And I got friends out on the coast. We can jump in the water and see what flows. We've been saving for a rainy day. Let's beat the storm and be on our way. It don't matter to me wherever we are. Over. This might not be an easy time. There's rivers to cross and hills to climb. Some days we might fall apart. Some nights might feel cold and dark, but nobody wins afraid of losing, and the hard roads are the ones we're choosing. Someday we'll look back and smile, and know it was worth every mile. It don't matter to me. My
It can happen any moment, without reason or rhyme. It might be right around the corner, or it'll come up from behind. A picture that I thought would fade, but I still clearly see. When the thought of you catches up with me, it can happen on a Sunday drive, the sky above a shade of blue, heading down some lonesome highway, then you come into view. Up with me, when the thought of you comes to mind, it'll carry me away to a better place in time. It can happen in the dead of night, any day of the week. Sometimes you'll come find me when I'm in bed asleep. I'll have a dream about you, and I sure love what I see. When the thought catches up with me, when the thought of you catches up with me, when the thought of you catches up with me.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
So many